Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the 2017 earnings release conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, February 28, 2018. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Jeff Olson. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and apologies to everybody who's had difficulty dialing in. We'll have to review our selection of vendors, I think. I appreciate you joining this afternoon. Before I begin, I'd like to draw our attention or your attention to the picture on the title slide. This is a picture of our LR500 large rotary drill rig operating at customer site, drilling a water well. This rig offers new control technology to drill straighter holes, has 500,000 pounds of pullback capability, and is able to set 24-inch casing without the use of an external crane. This is the first of its kind and has been drilling now for 18 months with very good results. On slide two, you will see our usual disclaimer. This announcement, of course, may contain certain forward-looking statements, and such forward-looking statements are not guarantees of future performance. I'm sure that you will all have read it in detail. Moving on to slide three. Slide three provides some highlights of our performance in 2017. I will first talk about the overall business and our performance, and then I'll turn the time over to Brendan Ryan, our CFO, to discuss our detailed financial results. But as always, I'll begin with safety, the most important thing we can talk about today. Our goal is to have every employee return home safely each day. We want to add value to our customers and shareholders without harm to employees and with minimal impact to our neighbors or the environment. Our lost time incident rate and our total case incident rates for 2017, while industry-leading, do not reflect our aspirations. I'm confident that the Boart Longyear safety systems are world-class, and we are simplifying them to make them easier to follow and improving them continuously. We are stepping up our game on safety training and, in particular, how we identify risks in the field. 2017 was another successful year improving our productivity. We experienced a 7% increase in average rig utilization year-on-year. We've ramped production up in our manufacturing facilities to meet increasing customer demand and focused our operational footprint to achieve greater profitability and continued our initiative to be better drillers at each and every site we work on. As we said at half-year, we began seeing signs of an improving market in late 2016, which has continued through the remainder of 2017. This improvement can be seen in virtually all of our financial and operating metrics, including increasing revenues of 15% or $97 million. Importantly, our gross margins have improved by 29% and our adjusted EBITDA by 35%, helped by stronger performance in operations and reduced SG&A costs. We are happy to have completed the recapitalization in 2017, giving us the resources as a business we need to move forward with the improving market conditions. We have clearly improved our capital structure in a way that balances the interests of all stakeholders, improves our balance sheet, and provides the necessary improvements in our liquidity. We continue to advance new technologies with the successful introduction of TruCore Core Orientation Tool, our TruShot Downhole Survey Tool to be introduced in the market this year, and, of course, our TruScan On-Site Assay Tool that has now been deployed at several mining sites in the field with great results and has gained significant market interest with customers. Moving on to slide four to talk about our drilling equipment. As always, we are improving the productivity and safety features of our rigs and introducing new innovative tooling to enhance drilling productivity. Our competitive advantage is that our drilling equipment is made by drillers for drillers. Our LF160 and LF350 surface coring rigs have strong acceptance in the marketplace and, combined with our Freedom Loader, enhance safety through hands-free rod handling. The MDR700 underground coring rig with rod handling technology and remote control interface improves safety and mobility underground. Let's talk a little bit about our innovation in the industry on slide 5. Our new tools on this slide are designed to improve productivity and provide down the hole data collection. Our newly introduced Longyear bits have been demonstrated to improve productivity by more than 20%, and our XQ rods for deep hole drilling have new patented thread technology and increased load capacity and are ideal for rod handling applications. We've already spoken a bit about TrueScan and TrueShot, two products that provide downhole information and bridge the gap between portable on-site analysis and the laboratory environment. These are very exciting technologies and will feature strongly in the future of Boart Longyear. Let's move on to our operations and in particular drilling services on slide 6. Revenue in our drilling services group was up 12% over 2016, with the improving market reflected in extended drill campaigns of our clients. While pricing globally remained stable in 2017, this varied by region depending on excess capacities. The positive news is that EBITDA improved by 33% with volume, improved rig uptime, and better training. Importantly, gold and copper continue at strong prices and remain the major source of revenue for Boart Longyear and the industry. Moving on to our products group on slide 7. Revenue in our products group is up 22%, helped in part by inventory reductions efforts to move slow-moving inventory, albeit at lower margins. Underlying growth of EBITDA was in line with expectations when removing favorable 2016 accounting adjustments. Most importantly, we saw the strongest growth in products within our exploration tooling, where we have been improving throughput in production facilities that haven't seen this demand in many years. Right now, I'd like to turn it over to Brendan Ryan, our CFO, to give us a more detailed explanation of our financial results.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm pleased to present a summary of the financial highlights for 2017, and we'll be starting on slide 9. So my first slide shows a summary of the Boart Longyear consolidated results. Overall, the three charts show a positive turnaround story for 2017. Chart 1 demonstrates the stronger market conditions witnessed throughout the year, while charts 2 and 3 reflect the business improvement delivered in 2017. With respect to the charts, as Jeff mentioned, we saw revenue increase by $97 million, or 15%, on 2016 numbers. This was largely driven by volume increases in both DS and the products divisions. The positive news is that we saw revenue accelerating into the second half, and representing four consecutive half-on-half increases in revenue since first half of 2016. This trend is further supported by continued strong bidding activity and products backlogs. So there's some good news there. In the EBITDA bridge, we show improved results with adjusted EBITDA up $11 million or 35%. These improvements have been driven by significant flow-through from the increased volumes we talked about above, operating improvements from ongoing productivity initiatives, and further focus on rebasing our SG&A costs across the business. These gains, however, were partially offset by marginally weaker FX and prices and some one-off negative items, including VAT, obsolescence, and bad debt accruals. For good measure, the statutory EBITDA, inclusive of restructured costs, was $39 million lower year on year. Adjusted net profit after tax, while still negative, improved $50 million year on year. And again, the statutory NPAT improved only $7 million, although it was largely as a result of one-off restructure costs, which we discussed on the next slide. Slide 10. In the next slide, we'll focus on the year on year comparison of 2017 versus 2016. And for the year-on-year comparison, I'd first ask you to focus on the adjusted numbers on the right-hand side table. On an adjusted basis, we solidly outperformed 2016 on all metrics. You know, revenue was up 15%, adjusted gross margin up 27%, adjusted operating margin up 76%, adjusted EBITDA up 35%, and adjusted NPAT up 47%. For revenue and gross margin, the difference between stat and adjusted numbers are quite minimal. At the operating margin line, however, the difference between stat and adjusted numbers are more material. This $80 million difference is primarily due to one-off restructure costs incurred during 2017. And you'll see demonstrated in the operating margin of minus $88 million versus the adjusted operating margin of minus $8 million. A majority of these restructure costs, $50 million, related directly to the recap process. The remaining $30 million thereabouts related to the other org structure changes that resulted from operating improvements across our business, as well as business simplification. Slide 11. So the last of my three slides summarizes the outcome of the Bort long year recapitalization process. After over 12 months negotiation, on the 25th of September, Bort long year announced that we completed the recapitalization process. The process was difficult and absorbed a lot of management time, and was completed during a year where we were already driving significant organizational improvements and change. Ultimately, the recap was successful in meeting the three main objectives. One was to reduce debt. The recap resulted in the direct conversion of $196 million of the 7% notes into equity. It also worked to reduce future PIK rates and therefore future debt burden. So with the remaining $88 million of 7% notes reduced to 1.5% PIK, and the Term Loan A and Term Loan B PIK rate reduced 8% from 2019 onwards. Secondly, a critical deliverable of the recap process was the extension of maturities. Prior to the recap, Bort Long Year had circa $300 million in notes due in October 2018, repayment of which would also trigger repayment of the old ABL. So the recap facilitated extending maturity of all $496 million outstanding notes to December 2022, and it also extended the new ABL facilities out to 2020. Lastly, the aim was to improve liquidity. The recap resulted in improved liquidity support for the business via three ways. One, it removed the cash interest payments due in 2018, and prior to the recap, these were running in the order of $40 million per year. Two, it removed all future cash interest on the unsecured notes, so this permanently removes $20 million per annum. Third, and lastly, it expanded the sizes of our ABL facilities. So Bort Long Year have already used some of the increased capacity to help fund the second half growth. This growth manifests in working capital build across both our DS and our manufacturing plants. So despite some good improved liquidity, we still need to be vigilant about growth, and we will need to focus and target our cash resources to those areas offering the greatest value and returns. That concludes the summary of the 2017 financials, and with that, I'll hand it back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Brendan. Moving on to slide 13. Many industry indicators have been improving, and we've highlighted a few here that we think are quite important. First of all, debt in the mining industry is improving, as evidenced by sharply improving ratings. As our clients' balance sheets improve, we believe they'll continue to return to investment and increasing their activities for reserve and resource replacements. This is a trend we've been talking about for some time. We believe we're beginning to see it in our numbers. Confidence in the sector is also demonstrated by increasing equity prices for our mining customers. And investment money for the mining industry is also improving, as suggested by improvements in equity raisings by junior miners, which continue their strong trend. Slide 14, we will continue to build on the improvements we have been making in 2016 and 17 into 2018. As always, safety is our most important focus and value. Simplifying our systems and standards and then training our employees to adhere to these standards and to better identify risks in the field will be key to our success and our improvement. A customer-focused organization is our goal. This starts with improving operational efficiencies and improving our commercial systems and processes and preparing to participate in market growth. Technology innovations in our industry have been the strength of Bort Long Year over the past 128 years. And we'll continue to focus on this in 2018. Our newest technologies not only focus on drilling efficiencies and safety, but also on providing accurate and faster information to our clients through technologies such as TruScan. Overall, we'll create value through our safety leadership and focusing on profitability. Our focus on costs has enabled us to get where we are today, and we'll continue to be focused on costs in the coming year, managing our working capital with discipline and preparing for the new opportunities ahead. With that, I'd like to open it up for questions, operator, and see if there's any questions from the line that that people would like to ask.
Sure, sir. Thank you. So once again, we're ready to take questions. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Again, it will be star 1 to ask a question.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity this afternoon or this morning, wherever you're at, to speak about our earnings. And I think with that, operator, we'll conclude the call.
Thank you, sir. So that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect.